Good evening, Vernon. This is Todd Mason from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. We are at the Montville show. It's been moved indoors, so we'll be focusing on body and equipment and your musicality of the equipment with the horizontal structure of the music. However, your scores are completely irrelevant to what's going on in the rest of the USSBA country today, so it has absolutely no reference. So we'll focus on just building and improving skills, technique, and performance. Good luck. How it's being affected by the body and musicality. And you know what? The writing is certainly at this point reflective of the music. Definitely. You know, there's some pops, there's some ripples, there's some little, you know, looks like vignettes here and there that reflect the music. You know, good. The issue is at this point training. There is a huge variety in how we are manipulating the equipment and the hands on the equipment and the bodies. We have a lot of students unaware of how they're supposed to be standing. Those of us with boys on our team, they like to keep their shoulders up to their ears. You got to focus on that, because girls tend to keep their shoulders down. But us men in our teens want to keep our shoulders up. You've got to focus on that. Just part where I right shoulder arms. Right here with the da 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 da, those triplets is you know, the flags are, they were moving very, very slow. You know, we need to pick that up in a better way, designer, because as a support mechanism for the band, that just wasn't working. This is nice. Excuse me. Oh, okay. Very. That was cool. Arm development at the end here is quite different from person to person, but you know what, that ending was very good. Now, why can't everything else be that good? Okay, the kids are focused at the end there. They need to be focused all the time, not just, you know, here the last, you know, 16 counts. All right, that was really good at the end. All right, so you're seeing a lot of potential and a lot of energy here from the kids, but attention to detail is not our strength right now, or they're maybe just not sure. So, you know, just keep it coming. They'll get it. All right, the gentleman, and another typical thing for us boys and our teens is we want to go faster than the girls, mostly because we just think that's what we're supposed to do. He needs to control his adrenaline and slow down. When we do the flags are stripped and we go over our shoulders. Oh, this is a cool flag. Everybody at that point, it went like over the head. We really brought we tended to bring our shoulders up to our ears. So let's avoid that, because you're taking away the space your head in that hole, and therefore it's really not appreciated. Yeah, again, right here, like on this ripple turn, you know, just going back to what I said about the boys at this age, he's like whipping around, so, you know, slow down. Okay, when we're in second position here, you know, you got to push the pelvis forward. A lot of us have our booties out, and that's not good. Oh, very nice. In terms of the righting, you know, coming out of the end cap, behind the palm, having to manipulate from, that was really, you know, good from the instructor. Don't hit me. That was good. You know, they had to think about that. That was pretty cool. It was actually quite interesting. Now, nail it. This, you know, the kids have to go home and practice on their own a lot more. Yeah, everybody pull up. You're carrying your weight in your knees rather than your torso. So therefore, it doesn't matter what size you are and height, you know, short or tall, you're going to look, it appear heavy as a dancer. Okay, so, you know, the individual waves and things like that, you know, I know, it's we're doing the marching band show in indoor, but, you know, regardless of where you're performing, you have to bring it all the time. If you're not going to bring it all the time, then, you know, don't get off the bus. This is a very good color guard. But right now, we're just sort of like going through the motions. Good. Very good. So the kids really have a good sense of, you know, their phrases and when they're supposed to begin and all that stuff. That's all good. That's all good. I think what's missing right now is personality. Personality and confidence. Like, I have more confidence than some of these kids right now in their show. You know, very good performer here. And, you know, even your little ones over here, they've got, there's some serious talent in this group. Everybody just needs to, seriously, you need to start owning yourself in this sport. Good. Yeah, there was a good one-handed release there. You know, this is already better than the beginning of the show in terms of technique and style. So what's up with that, kids? Ah, there was a nice breath quality there. If you can, get those hands out of the air and it'll be a little more expressive for you. Don't finish your phrases too soon, guys. Go with the band. Go with the music. Sounds like a good band. Yeah, that's hard. Yeah, very similar toss there. Get to keep the hands away from the equipment. Constantly think about your shaping of your body, guys, with the equipment, whether it's in your hands or not. Yeah, I have a feeling this has a lot to do with drill. So I see where you're going with that, which was kind of cool in that, you know, the two little half tosses led up to the really low tight toss, and it was a building to the end of the phrase. So, you know, I can, you can see it coming. Just clean it up, guys. Oh, we're doing some triplets. Okay. All right, is this a recapitulation of some sorts of the music? I, of course, don't know the music that well, but I'm seeing, I don't want to say the same, but very similar work. All right. Yeah. That, is, was this very, was the very, very ending just filler work today? It really is. Of course, we're indoor. It may not apply on outdoor, but it just seems there's so many other great things going on. It just wasn't indicative of that big, strong ending, and the flags were low or around the waist. If they're going to be around the waist, you try to go a little bit, you can definitely pick up the tempo. It was just a little too flowy and lyrical. That's why I'm just asking, maybe was that just a little bit of filler stuff today? All right, it's really cool to see that there's a lot of potential, and I wish you the very best of luck.